Tonight on Big Head Mode, we're talking Star Wars games because the Force awoke this week. So Bardia, he's here with me. We're going to be chatting that. We're going to be talking what games we want to see from Star Wars. What is our favorite Star Wars game? What is a game that Star Wars...
What is a game?
...is in?
What is that a game?
Whatever. If it's Star Wars and game related, we'll chat about it.
I haven't forgiven you for that pun.
No, I can't even remember the pun. We're also going to be talking about Rainbow Six Siege. That's our review for the week. All that and more coming up on 2RRR's What Another Gaming Show, Big Head Mode. Welcome to Big Head Mode. I'm your host, Ben O'Brien. Bardia McKinnon joins me in the studio. Bardia, thanks for being here.
Oh, look, it was a struggle, but I got here.
I know it was a struggle because you could be literally anywhere else right now watching The Force Awakens.
Yeah, instead, I just booked my ticket on the way over here for this afternoon session, and I got the worst seats in the house. Yes!
Oh, look, it could be worse. I felt bad. I saw it this morning.
I'm in the front row.
I saw it this morning, and I felt bad for the... person whose job it was to point to the cinemas when, like, once you bought your tickets, the person, there's your ticket. Oh, what are you saying? Star Wars as well. Yeah. Look, it's upstairs.
There's one guy there
going away from me.
There's one guy left, and they're going to go see Creed, and everyone's just like, what? I think it's Cinema 6. I don't know.
I just feel like I feel bad for every person who works at a cinema and is going to have the ending spoiled when they go to pick people's shit off the ground. They're going to see the ending 17 times before they actually get to watch the movie.
Well, they don't go in during the final scene.
You kind of have to, though.
They get the credits ruined for them, for sure, and that sucks.
But you kind of have to do the peak of how long's it got left to go. Mm. Oh, okay, they're at the crucial fight scene now. The crucial chess game between... Yeah.
The big fight
Obi-Wan
between...
and Vader's nephew.
It's not a great film.
No, look, it was weird. Turns out the Force awoke and then kind of...
immediately went back to sleep again.
Got grumpy and just went and got a coffee.
Just had a stroppy day. No one needed it.
Look, it's a great film. But we're not here to review that.
No.
I figured we'd just capitalize on that Star Wars buzz.
Yeah.
Everyone is going crazy about, oh my God, a Star Wars movie? And it isn't... It doesn't have Jar Jar Binks and it isn't crap. Sure. Okay.
Awesome.
So I love Star Wars games. Because also, falling in love with the Star Wars universe all over again just reminds me...
It's been nice.
That it's been a while since we've had good Star Wars games. I mean, Battlefront recently is great. But Battlefront to me is it's like a big scale battle recreation.
Yeah,
If it was a real thing, people who do those historical reenactment battles in
real
life,
totally. It doesn't
feel
that,
but for Star Wars.
Yeah, totally.
Let's not pretend we're in the Battle of Hoth.
Oh, and okay, comes Vader. Ooh.
Yeah. Whereas I want a new, BioWare type game.
I would love a new KOTOR. Or I'd love 1313 to be real. Remember that?
Oh, look, there's been little buzzes.
Tiny buzzes, but we'll see.
Look, yeah, anyway, we're going to be talking about that in the next break. That's our sort of show and tell this week, Star Wars themed. Mm. A little tiny bit of news, something that just came out in the last day or so. Finally, the silence has lifted on Kojima. The whole thing, he is officially no longer employed
by Konami. And he's now employed by Sony.
So it's sort of an exclusive... deal with Sony, although it looks like it's a timed exclusive. It is going to come out on PC later.
Yeah. I'll buy
which
it.
Which is interesting. But
PC, not Xbox.
Mm.
Son of a bitch.
Well, look, at this point.
I'm excited. I can't wait for another Kojima game that maybe isn't Metal Gear Solid, because, I don't know, maybe he'll do PT. He won't do PT. That won't happen. Definitely won't happen.
You don't think so?
I say PT, I mean Silent Hills.
I mean, I did just read this morning, I think, on Kotaku that Kojima said he definitely still really wants to work with Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. What was his name?
Guillermo. I said it right the first time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro.
Isn't it Guillermo?
Guillermo, Guillermo,
Guillermo. Guillermo del Toro. Racist.
Yeah, probably. You monster. So that's exciting. you know, speaking of monsters, maybe even if it's not PT, I mean, we don't know how far along they were with PT. I mean, with Silent Hill anyway. Yeah. So they could quite easily go along and just
exist
and just take a lot of stuff out of that and make a killer with, horror game
with Norman Reedus.
Yeah, or not with Norman Reedus, because I think he's a weird looking dude.
He's a weird looking dude. But he's you know he's. He's a really. I saw.
If you haven't, this is the squinty,
Daryl Dixon,
crossbow dude from Walking Dead.
I recently watched a film with him called Air. Not a good film. It was him and Jimon Honsu, and it was real bad.
No.
Jimon, sorry.
Remember we went through this a few days ago.
We did.
Jimon, how to pronounce an actor's name?
Jimon Honsu.
Yeah, Norman Reedus. Not a big fan. I like his character in Walking Dead, but. Like, he looks the same in literally everything. And look,
what are you saying? What
granted,
you saying?
I know he's the same person, but that like greasy, I'm surviving in the wasteland hair just doesn't quite
look really
the same.
He really work in a rom com, Ben. Like, I couldn't see him in like Love Actually too.
I know. But all I'm saying is that you know sometimes I don't know. Like, put it this way: Mads Mikkelsen, great actor, doesn't always have like freaky blood eyes.
No,
like
but always looks plays the same sort of character.
No. It changes. Transformative. Different hair, different.
No, he doesn't. Characters. Hannibal and the guy he played in Casino Royale, very similar. No, in terms of.
Hannibal play cards. Not once. Did Le Chiffre eat someone's liver? No. Different characters.
I hate you.
No, if you look. He just looks. It's just got that hair that looks like I've been living in the bushes for 10 months, which is great in a
Norman Reedus doesn't
post-apocalyptic TV show, but when you see him wearing a tuxedo at a premiere, it looks weird.
Yeah.
Doesn't look right.
Take a shower.
You're free.
It was just make-believe.
So, yeah, I mean, what else do you have hopes for with Kojima?
Look, I guess one part of me is glad he's not making Metal Gear Solid games anymore, mainly because... Oh, actually, no, I take that back.
Do you think they'll keep making Metal Gear Solid games?
I don't think so. No, I think that franchise is done. I can see him maybe revisiting a Solid Snake sort of Metal Gear Solid game in the future. But, I mean, he's always made... Like, he made a game before that called...
Dawn?
Shit, something cop. You know, the cop one.
Okay, hang on. Let me guess this. Based on... I don't know nothing about Kojima's previous game. Based on the kind of works that he does, it's going to either be like... Dragon Cop?
No.
Or Boob Cop?
That's it. Boob Cop. He made the game Boob Cop.
Gotcha.
And I feel like, you know, he's got a lot to offer that isn't Metal Gear Solid related, so I'm very, very excited. I mean, he was going to be making Silent Hills, which was a totally new franchise for him.
Was it a game called Police Nauts?
Yes. That's it. That's the one.
That's more ridiculous than the two joke suggestions.
Police Nauts. I cop something.
They could have called it Astro Cops. I mean, that's
I would
catchier.
Have played Astro Cop. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Police Knots. So, I mean, he's got a bunch of things. I think Konami was sort of tying him down. Obviously, he must have had, like, contractual obligations to keep making Metal Gear Solid games for Konami.
Can I just say, like, how is the way that Konami have very, very swiftly secured their place as the most hated publisher?
Because...
EA is sitting back going, yeah. This feels pretty good to not be in the limelight anymore.
Because everyone's looking back going, well, what did Kojima do to you? Like, how did he hurt you?
It was a bizarre, like...
Yeah.
God, I just want stuff to come out about that. I want to find out details behind the scenes.
We should kidnap... Do you want to kidnap someone?
Yeah, I've made arrangements.
Yeah, great. Don't tell anyone.
Dearie me. I'm looking forward to Kojima working on a game, like a new franchise, so I can start from the beginning and hopefully understand what the hell is going on.
You really missed the whole Metal Gear Solid
bandwagon. If he starts a new franchise and I don't understand it, I can finally rest easy and go, great, I don't need to play anymore.
I guarantee he will start a franchise and you won't understand it. Like, that's just how he works. Metal Gear Solid didn't make any sense even for first-time players starting from the start.
It'd be really great to try and, like, what would Kojima do a new game? Like, try and come up with our own little... Because there's stuff that is so unique.
Easy.
In a Metal Gear Solid game. Like, the box thing. And they're using anime girls to distract guards.
Yeah.
Like, what is going to be the next weird thing that we go, this is bizarre, but somehow is really fun in a game?
I don't know, but I feel like it's going to involve some sort of object.
Yeah, good. Good. An object and maybe a person?
Likely,
whoa, we're nailing this.
I'm on fire. I don't know. It'd be He doesn't... See, now he's got free reign. I feel like the game he creates won't be very weird. I think it'll be sort of like...
What, you reckon the more freedom he's given, the more, like, the less weird his games are?
He's done that now. Metal Gear Solid as, like, the weird...
He could just make a really conventional, like... Yeah. It's a point-and-click adventure game where it's just someone's everyday life.
Well, he used to make point-and-click adventure games.
Click on coffee. I know. Police Nauts. It was a great one.
Yeah. Cop something. Boob Cop.
Yeah, a point-and-click game named Boob Cop.
It'll be fine. That's why they fired him.
I predict people wearing out their mouse clickers within the first week of launch.
Hey, man, he's known for his treatment of women in video games. Maybe we'll see a resurgence of that in his crappy point-and-click game.
Maybe we will. But in the meantime, let's remember the great stuff that he's already done. This is a Phantom Pain.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. From the game of the same name. We'll be back after this to talk Star Wars games.
Oh.
You're on Jujubala, 88.5 FM. That was a Phantom Pain performed by Kojima.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, there you go. No, maybe his next game is going to be a rhythm game.
Not really. Ludwig Forssell is the man's name.
Close, though.
Let's talk Star Wars now, Baba.
Nah.
I think we shall.
Nah.
I think now we will talk Star Wars.
I think now we will talk Star Wars.
There we go. Done. There have been some killer Star Wars games.
Yeah.
And some not-so-killer Star Wars games. Yeah. And, you know, having seen the film now, like I'm sure a lot of people at the time of hearing this will have done.
Hopefully.
You know, it sort of highlights just what a great world it is to be immersed in every role. You know, to be a Jedi is the obvious go-to one. Then in some cases to be a Sith.
Well, they've built...
And then just bounty hunters, smugglers. No one ever wants to be a droid. I feel like that's the less exciting Star Wars game.
But it's like people... They build games on that. I remember Star Wars Galaxies and more recently the newest Knights of the Old Republic. You could choose classes that were outside of the Sith or the Jedi. You could be like a backpacker, you know?
Be a backpacker. If we're going to jump straight into the Star Wars games we want, like I want BioWare to... bring out a new...
Single player.
I put this on Twitter. You know, we've seen Knights of the Old Republic. We've seen The Old Republic.
Wait, you put it on Twitter?
Yeah, put it on Twitter.
Guys, it's official.
I just mean you could go back and backdate so that this thought existed before me speaking it now. I think it's time for Star Wars The New Republic. I mean, we've got a new franchise that is 30 years into the future from where we've dealt before. Like... there's this great new version of a universe we all love. Let's flesh it out.
Do you see taking place after, because obviously Knights of Old Republic was well before.
I think you could do it.
Is this well after?
I think you could do it in the build up to. I mean, look, it isn't a spoiler, but one thing that I really wished I'd like to know more of after seeing The Force Awakens is because there is this 30-year gap. I do just kind of want to be able to read a little primer of everything that has happened in the last 30 years.
See,
not with the characters, but just this stuff that has happened in this galaxy. And it's like, well, what's led to that? Or, you know, who formed this new city? Or who did this? Or
that kind of stuff.
And that's what games do well. Not as a KOTOR
game, though. I would say not as a KOTOR game.
You reckon?
Well, the reason I like the KOTOR game so much is because they're so, in many ways, disjointed from the overall lore of the films have set up. You know, I like that Old Republic so much because it was just a totally separate... story time, like not timeline, well, I guess timeline, but you know, totally separate story characters going on. I feel like it should either be set after everything, like well in the future, or well before everything. I don't know. It has to be single player though. I do not want them to release another MMO.
Oh yeah, not at all. I mean, I haven't played it. From what I've heard, it's not a terrible MMO.
No, but I don't play MMOs.
Yeah, you know,
Ben. Whereas I would love to see a new Republic Commando.
Okay.
Did you play that?
No.
Really?
No. I played Shadows of the Empire on Nintendo 64.
Republic Commando was the one on Xbox. You played the squad of clone troopers, and it was set in between 2 and 3.
Oh, no. I didn't play that.
That was a phenomenal game.
Was it really?
It was ridiculously good. And that's not just me.
So was this a single player or a...
single player game.
There you go. Tactical first person shooter. Yeah. Set in Star Wars universe.
Single player game. You control the squad of...
There's a problem. Released on Xbox.
Yeah.
GameCube man. So I didn't play that one, no.
Oh, okay.
It looks great. Looking at it.
It was incredible. I loved it.
The problem is it's set during the Clone Wars.
Yeah. Hey, look. Look. Look, Oh, no, that's going to be way too controversial. I'm not going to say that.
No. But hey, look, I mean, that's cool. Like,
great game. So, sequel to that.
Being a clone is fun.
Yeah, but these, and they were like enhanced clones as well. Like, they were all kinds of badass.
A game I really loved was Star Wars Bounty Hunter.
Great, great game.
That was
I played that on PlayStation 2.
I played that on the GameCube because it actually was released on that. Gee, it was a great film. And one of my favorite...
Game.
Great game. One of my favorite aspects of that was the fact, apart from, you know, being Boba Fett's dad, Jango.
You play Jango or Boba? Did you play Boba Fett?
No, you're Jango. Oh, you're Jango.
All right, cool.
Because it's all set before Attack of the Clones, or it's sort of like the lead up to Attack of the Clones, I guess. But in fact, I think it even gives the backstory as to how he got the son Boba Fett and all that stuff. But one of my favorite aspects was that it had this neat little scanning feature. Do you remember that you could scan people
vaguely?
And you had to find your targets and then capture. You could take them dead or alive. Kind of like had a Hitman vibe, but you know you've got a jetpack and you're a badass.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You could scan people and find it. It was very Watch Dogs esque, I guess.
Yeah,
but it just kind of gave this nice level of
and it was like
depth
a pseudo,
to the world. It was like that guy's a death stick dealer. I don't feel bad shooting him.
Yeah,
or, you know,
it was like a sort of open world ish. Like the areas were open.
Yeah, they're kind of like sandboxy.
Yeah.
It really was basically Hitman, but.
Yeah.
With more Star Wars action shooting and stuff.
Yeah, that was cool. Did you... What was that game? Did you play any of the, ship ones? Like, Rogue Squadron?
Yeah, love Rogue Squadron. Yeah.
Did they release a... They released a bunch of those, right?
I think there were a couple of them.
There was one where you could get out of the ship.
There was Rogue Squadron 2, and then there was a third one that I think had a slightly different name. I don't know if you could get out of the ship on those ones.
There was a game on GameCube where you could get out of the ship, but it was a predominantly flying...
Here we go. Rogue Squadron, Rogue Squadron 2, Rogue Leader, yeah. Rogue Squadron 3, Rebel Strike, Episode 1, Battle for Naboo.
I think...
And then a more recently cancelled series. But they were great. And I think, like, for me, personally, because I love the Star Wars movies, but I was never, like, a hardcore Star Wars nerd. You know, I didn't have all the...
Yeah.
Books and stuff, you know, the extended fiction, all that jazz. But I think those games was the thing that really cemented in me all of the hardware, like what every single vehicle was,
yeah,
and the difference between the names and the maneuvers and all that stuff, and then all the weapons.
Yeah, and I got a lot of
it. It's still with me today. Like when, you know, even just watching Force Awakens, you kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, you recognize all the differences, and it's funny how a game ingrained that.
Well,
knowledge of fictional aircraft.
I guess there was a period. That was a period where the films were crappy, so they weren't helping. But yeah, the games that were coming out were really good. So that's what was actually solidifying the lore. I've never really been alive in a period where the films were coming out that were good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because people in the 80s were going through the release of the prequels, the first three. You know, that's something not that we
It is
we
a
never
weird
had.
Thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I had that moment buying the tickets today, which straight after us, there were a couple of kids buying tickets that would have been, you know, 8 or so. Tickets to Star Wars. And I just thought, this is the first Star Wars film they'll ever see in cinemas.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if, because, I mean, I've got nephews and they love the prequel movies.
Yeah, I know people that like them.
And it's just like, that's what they were introduced to Star Wars with.
Yeah.
In their mind, it is a seamless series. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Whereas, like, we're always going to think of
three,
New
four.
Hope.
Yeah.
And, like, the thing... Look, I know we want to talk about games, but the things that George Lucas has done after the fact to those original movies is just criminal.
Let's go through some of
them. It's cinema crime. I was rewatching Return of the Jedi last night and having a great bloody time until the final scene, and there's Hayden Christensen's dumb, bad acting face. No! That should be David Prowse!
You told me a great one of, the fact that they overdubbed all of Boba Fett's dialogue to sound like the actor from the Jango Fett's character from the prequels.
To make him a New Zealander.
Yeah, so Kiwi's playing it. What else?
There's heaps of weird scenes, like in Jabba's Palace.
Extended scenes and stuff.
Jabba's Palace, the band that comes and sings are just inexplicably CGI and move around a lot. and there's no reason for them to have like really like animated CGI faces singing in the camera when everything else is practical. Then you cut to this puppet and you just go, well, that's fake, and Jabba's made of like styrofoam.
Yeah,
this has ruined the whole experience.
Wouldn't it be weird if it like it cut to the cantina and instead of the cantina band, it's just like the Kooks, like just a band, like the band, just some band. We're the Kooks.
What about 10 years from now when J.J. Abrams remasters all of his stuff?
Yeah. Great. It's just the Beatles. Oh no, Tupac. It's the hologram of Tupac.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'd watch it.
So what other kind of Star Wars games would you like to see?
Well, I said it before, I would love 1313 to come into existence.
Recently, they said that it's not quite dead.
Yeah.
Disney said, like, we haven't forgotten it. We love all that stuff, and we made sure to keep all the assets.
My mum once said that Mittens was not quite dead. Mittens was dead. Mittens was gone.
What was
my cat.
Okay. If you read Pet Sematary by it, you never know.
I'd be very
surprised.
Sometimes
they come back.
I'd be very surprised if 1313 happened.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't mention it publicly unless I think... I mean, look, we know that when EA acquired the Star Wars licenses, they were working on three titles.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was DICE working on Battlefront. One of them was BioWare working on something. And one of them was Visceral Games working on something, who made... Dead Space and Battlefield Hardline.
Oh yeah, they were doing 1313.
Well, that was what a lot of people speculated. So you never know. Like it could come out that, I mean, if they've got all those assets and then they don't want to scrap it.
Yeah.
And there is legitimately like there's 6 years of Star Wars movies for them to tie it into, and I'm guessing they loved the sales of Battlefront, being able to like cash in on that Star Wars hype.
That game did sell.
Like
very
we'll see stuff. There'll be a Star Wars game next year. I would almost guarantee it. In fact, I would be amazed if they didn't announce any new Star Wars project or start teasing it from this point onwards now to capitalize on
the film,
on the movie hype.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Personally, I just want a game where I can be Yoda, just chilling out.
Just hanging out. So Yoda after years on the planet.
Yeah, just on the Dagobah system, yeah. Just hanging out.
Just sleeping, pooping, you know. Simulator.
It's like a Digimon for Yoda.
Yeah, great. A really realized Digimon.
And then one day Luke arrives and the game ends.
Oh, great.
Oh, dearie me. Oh. Hey, this is the Cantina Band. We're going to come back after this to talk about games in real life. Here we go. We're back.
Are we?
Well, I don't know. Now you've made me doubt myself.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
What if
know
none of this exists?
Why are we even here?
Why are we here? That's a question we're going to answer right now.
Okay.
No, I ain't going to answer for you. Instead, I wanted to talk to you, Barty, about something very close to my heart.
Okay. Why are you taking your clothes off?
Shh. No, okay, I want to ask you something, right?
Okay.
Is there something...
Sometimes.
Is there something... that you like doing in video games, that you love doing in video games, but you've always secretly wanted to do in real life?
No, that's a pretty good question. I've got, like, I always, you know...
Okay, look, to frame why I thought of this,
okay.
I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Syndicate, and I just sort of figured, you know what, it'd be great, before I die at some point,
I think you're going to take mine.
To jump off the top of a roof.
Into a haystack.
Into a haystack. And I say before I die, because quite possibly I would die.
Almost certainly.
What would that even feel like?
Hitting the ground.
Like, I want to know, is there ever any situation in real life where that would happen, where you were on a rooftop and you look down and see a bale of hay and think, the best possible course of action for me right now is to jump from this building into that bale of hay?
No, because this isn't a Charlie Chaplin film.
Although, Charlie Chaplin, Assassin's Creed movie. Hello.
I'd watch it. For me, it'd be like, after playing Mirror's Edge, I had this sudden urge to learn to parkour. To learn parkour.
I mean, that's the thing you could learn.
To learn parkour. I really wanted to... But then I quickly came to the realization that a lot of what she does is actually mathematically and scientifically impossible.
Oh, I know, wall running.
Well, wall running and then leaping between walls.
How
and then
far do you think you
then...
could actually wall run in real life?
Currently?
Not you, personally. I mean,
just humans.
Yeah,
like a really good parkourist.
Yeah.
I reckon they could run,
A little bit of scrabbling? Like
two,
a tiny scrabble?
A scramble, like 2.5 steps before falling.
2.5.
Yeah.
And that half step is a bit of a, oh, I misjudged this.
Well, yeah, well, because, I mean, the thing is, you could do it and then jump off onto another surface. I've seen
could
people
you,
do
though?
That. I've seen people do it, yeah, jump between
okay,
things.
You know how it's like in the Tomb Raider games. You know how you can do a sort of scramble and then leap to the...
Yeah.
That yeah, doesn't like that. Seem right. Well, what are you scrambling on? It's a flat surface.
No, but you can use momentum. No, what's... No, you can, like, run along... If you have two, like, buildings like this, for example, two walls like this,
yeah.
Right? You run... And they're parallel. My hands
so, like,
parallel.
The Mario wall jump is what you're
yeah,
talking
so, like,
about.
You run along there, jump off that. You can do that. You can jump between them.
Where have you seen that in real life?
I will get the video up now and show
I,
you.
I don't... I reckon...
Just parkour.
Not on a flat surface. If you had something
yeah,
to grip your hands
two,
on...
two parallel surfaces. You can jump between them. You just got to use the momentum from bouncing between to...
This... Say already that, like...
I can't do it. I'm not saying I can do it, but people have done it. But it's a thing. It is a thing. Don't look at me like that. You, this look
going,
of
people,
distrust.
If you haven't heard from Bardu in a while, it's because he attempted this.
No, I... Well, I mean, you know, I could learn. Okay, challenge.
But it does remind me of those sort of things, like a double jump. I'd love to do a double jump.
I'd love to have the ability.
Just to freak people out. Just to be like, hey guys, watch this jump. Huh?
Witch! Witch!
Jump, double jump! Oh my god!
Where does it end?
You jumped half a meter off the ground, and then you jumped another half meter off the ground.
It was brilliant.
There's no practical use for that, but by god, was that impressive.
Well done. I'd kind of like to have superpowers.
Yeah, what from specifically? I mean, you didn't think that one through.
No, I didn't, but I think I reckon an infamous kind of thing.
Okay, so superpowers.
I think that's kind of cool. So superpowers.
Because I wouldn't mind like Geralt's powers from The Witcher.
What? Meditating. The yeah. ability to have weird eyes. Shut up, mate.
Axie.
So just like
basically Jedi mind powers.
It is it's not like it is exactly.
Nah, fantasy, mate. Different setting. Fantasy.
I feel like Geralt's powers are a little crap.
He is. Heck, a little crap.
Like, they're pretty cool. Like, the flame one is sick. But it's like, it's
you,
not
he,
it's
he
not
has
quite...
force push. He has fire powers.
Yeah, but do they ever really
he
do that much damage? They never really do that much
to
damage.
Make him, like, invulnerable. He has...
I know, I realize this, but he...
No... He's got like, a pretty wide range of
yeah,
powers.
But most of the damage is coming from his sword, mate. He's not like a...
Well, yeah, it's because it's sword. I mean, Jedi still use lightsabers.
Yeah, they don't have to, though.
Well, it kind of do.
Palpatine doesn't. He is the old...
Well, he's not a Jedi. Sith,
he's Sith.
Mate.
Yeah, same
Sith
stuff.
Same Sith.
Same Sith. Did you look up the wall running?
Yeah, no one does wall-to-wall running.
Yes, they do.
They do mild wall running.
No.
But
in,
they
in
do
the next...
not jump endlessly from wall-to-wall-to-wall.
In the
wall
next
wall.
Break, I'm going to show you the real video of me
doing
it.
The real video. I'll show you the real... See, you've been watching this fake...
Yeah, I know you've been watching...
Let you into the underground parkour.
Yeah, I'll let you into my people.
Here's one.
Tell me.
I'd like to be able to use bullet time.
Oh,
but,
good one.
But just for, like, everyday mundane things. Like... If I'm changing lanes and I see another car's just about to steal my spot, just to kind of activate bullet time and just get a little bit ahead
Wait,
of them.
Wait, so you're in your version of bullet time, do you go the same speed and everyone else is really slow? Or is everyone just really slow? Because that still wouldn't help you.
That's a good point, actually, because bullet time changes. Yeah. I guess in Max Payne, everything goes slow.
But
you can focus more.
Yeah, it's easier to like pick what you want to do.
Okay, in that case, what would that be good for? I'd still just like to kind of use that.
You know what it'd be good for?
To get ahead of,
when you get,
of people
when you
in
get,
queues and stuff.
Yeah. No, it'd be good for when you get stressed out and just need a couple of seconds to think.
Yeah.
Like, okay, everyone,
wait.
Stop.
Gotta process this. Board time.
All right, cool, I got
oh,
it.
I went, I'm so, busy on Wednesday.
But if I...
Yeah, go. I can handle that, no problem.
Yeah, no. So it's like...
What, to deal with social anxiety?
Yeah.
imagine a superhero who had the ability to slow time to deal with their moments of social anxiety. I haven't met this person before. Slow
hey,
time. How do I know that?
All superheroes have teen
years. What are they wearing? Okay, they've got a Star Wars... backpack. Hey, seen the new Star Wars film?
Hey,
ding!
Well done.
That was the tick. That was the tick nice. Of a successful
I,
social
I could see it across your big
yeah.
dumb face.
Yeah, good.
Ding! I kind of want the ability to carry a bird in my bag.
I mean, you have that ability. Do you own a bag?
No.
We can solve that right now, buddy. We can go and buy you a bag.
And then what? Kidnap a bird? Is it kidnapping
well,
an animal?
You could buy one from the pet shop.
Oh, that's cruel.
Well, you're the one who said you wanted to put it in your bag.
I don't think I ever said that.
I always wondered what would happen just to, like, me, like a normal person, if I ate a mushroom from Mario World. What? Like, would I just be taller, or would it be, like, to scale? Like, would you just be significantly bigger, like a Hulk version of a normal person?
And what if it's permanent?
Yeah, well, and then what is your life? You just can't fit in your car, you can't fit through doorways, life's hard, no one hires you because you're a Hulk.
Magic mushrooms, not even once.
There we go, kids.
There's a there the spokesman for it.
Also, I love the power, the destructive, terrifying destructive powers of a person from Minecraft. Because that guy can punch a tree down.
Yeah, he doesn't give a... He goes to town.
And he can
build a house like that.
He can punch rock, too. It just takes longer. Yeah. But, I mean...
He can do it.
I mean, it feels longer in the game. You feel like, oh, I better make a pickaxe. But when you think about it in real terms, it's still like 2 minutes and he can punch the brick wall.
Also,
that's pretty impressive.
Imagine seeing someone fashion a pickaxe from a couple of twigs and a stone in front of you.
I could do that.
Could you, Ben?
Yeah. Stick. Okay, easy. Stick.
Yep.
Stick.
Yep.
Stone. You got a pickaxe.
Isn't it stick, stone?
No. Stick, stone.
Yeah, but it's 3 bits of stone.
Yeah, but I put the 3 bits of stone together in one big bit of stone. So it's stick, big bit of stone.
You're not selling it to
easy.
Me,
easy.
Sound like just a stone might, with a stick
might,
in it.
You might ask, what do you use to fasten it all together? Just ingenuity.
Oh, just ingenuity.
Just sheer will.
Yeah. Please.
This has got to work. There we go.
Yeah,
done.
See? Oh, you could use focus time. You could use the slow time and...
And what, balance them all
yeah.
really delicately.
Yeah, yeah,
and then run away from
I
it.
Did it, like, I did it.
Actually, bullet time would be great.
Oh, no, but then again, you would still be slow, so...
I did it. Yeah. Bullet time would be great in board games as well. Like, would just it? In general. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like, when you're thinking tactically. You know, there's nothing worse than that jerk who takes forever to make a turn in, like, the final rounds of a board game.
Yeah.
But you freeze time and no one knows how slow you're taking.
Take twice as long if you want.
Or, you know what? At, like, drive-thru at Macca's. Because always ask you, what do you want?
I don't know.
It's like, I literally just got here. The menu's there. I need time to stop and think.
What if the bullet time works so that you're the only one that slowed down? Everyone else went at normal speed? But you just didn't realize it? Ben, hurry up.
I feel like I could achieve that if I already. I don't need powers to.
Yeah.
I just slow down just my entire life.
Just be 13 times more lazy.
So you're driving way too slow.
No,
this
I'm in
dangerous.
Bullet time.
No, bullet time. So I'm going to need to step out of the car. Do you have any bullets on you right now? No.
I'm in bullet time. Okay, we're going to have to take you in.
But slowly. Deary me. All right, let's go to a song.
Okay.
This is Battlefield 2 theme.
I don't like it. Can we pick something else?
No. Okay. This is what you got from the Greatest Game Music Volume 2. We'll be back after this to review Rainbow Six Siege. Badia, okay, you're in a living room. The walls are boarded up.
Wait. Okay, go.
The walls are boarded up.
Yep.
Reinforced steel.
Mm.
You've got a hostage.
Oh,
do you feel safe?
This is much less lovely than I thought it was going to be. If they're boarded up, then yes, certainly. I feel
you're
very
not.
Safe.
Bang.
Why?
Roof.
No.
Smashes open. Troops come pouring in. Bang, bang, bang. You're dead.
Hostage.
They got the hostage. No. They win. Now, look, you were the terrorist in that situation, so I suppose you didn't deserve to win.
No.
But that was just a little glimpse into the drama that is Rainbow Six Siege.
Man, oh man.
We've been having a lot of fun with this game.
It's real fun.
It is, like, I mean, the way I've been describing it to people who perhaps aren't familiar with the franchise is basically, it's just a SWAT simulator.
Yep.
It's just each map or each game type, it's just scenarios where you can play the SWAT team, trying to defuse the bomb,
save
kill
the
all the enemy hostiles, save the hostage.
Reminiscent to that of, like, Counter-Strike, you know?
Exactly.
Similar sort of setup.
Or vice versa, defend the hostage, fend off the attackers, hold your ground.
Yep.
5v5, and there is a lot of different ways this game can be played.
There is a lot of different ways this game can be played. It's like, the first thing I love about it is that it's every situation is very, it's the scale is quite small. So it requires you to be a lot more thoughtful with everything rather than just winging it on the day. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta, so if you're the attacking side, you have a planning phase where you can go in with your drone and, like, scope out people, scope out areas, what are you going to do, where are you going to go in, how are you going to enter, where are they setting up? And then when that's over, you can rush in and hopefully communicate in such a way that you successfully split your mission. But well, 9 times out of 10, that doesn't quite work out. Not for us, anyway.
No, no, not at all. It is an interesting game, this one. I think to review it, it's difficult because, I mean, we've had a lot of fun with it, but there are certain things that are absent from this game that other people might need. There is no single-player mode, really.
Which does, even though I like the game, bum me out a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the previous games have had a single-player or co-op campaign, which was very fun.
And can I just say as well, like, this game originally was meant to be called Rainbow Six Patriots. And if you remember...
it had a story.
It, like, hell, it did. Absolutely did. Like, there was the alpha, not even the alpha, like, the teaser that they released a couple of years ago now was, like, this super gritty, realistic, sort of, like, modern-day homeland sort of scenario. And it looked awesome.
Yeah, it did look really cool.
And it's just a shame that that's... that. I mean, I'm not saying that they should have done that, but it's absent, and it really shows.
Yeah. But I also think in its absence... you do start to wonder whether the game needed to be bigger as a multiplayer option.
Right.
Because it is essentially, apart from, there's a bunch of single player sort of situation missions, which there's are
11 of them,
kind of like training missions that you can get experience from. Mm. Apart from that, there's
which is, sorry, only which really... which is just the same as a multiplayer, but with AI characters.
Yeah.
Same deal.
Yeah. Apart from that, two modes, basically.
Yep.
PvP or Terrorist Hunt, which is a team versus enemy AI.
Mm-hmm.
Both are fun. Both are challenging.
Yeah.
And I think personally there's a lot of the replayability at the moment comes from mastering all of the classes. You're looking at quite a lot of classes. There are 5 teams of 4. So, you know, you're looking at... And then that's divided in half.
Mm-hmm.
2 on each. 2 attackers, 2 defenders.
Yeah.
You have to unlock one.
All have unique skills as well. Like, there's one character called Sledge who is... He wields a sledgehammer and can bust down any of the barricades.
Yeah.
There's one character called... Fuse.
Fuse,
yeah, right.
Like, yeah.
Who plants this, like, device on walls and it shoots through 4 grenades over the other side. Like, so each character has perks.
IQ, who can sort of...
that's right.
Scan. She can see on her wrist-mounted, you know, device where any C4 has been planted, but the teammates can't. You can't tag it, so it sort of requires that communication to say, hey guys, don't go in that room. There's 30,000 bombs there.
Which does happen. People really get overzealous with those C4s, but it also comes to the issue that we have. Not really an issue, it's more of a choice that we made. We don't like other people.
We just haven't, like, it's a game you need people you're going to talk to.
Yeah, and we talking to you is great.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it. I've loved it. So we party up, and then the 3 other people on our team, they're obviously talking to each other through the built-in communications, but we should really probably be on the game chat, talking to them, coordinating them.
Probably.
Because it always ends up with the two of us. Well, it either ends up with the two of us going off on our own adventure, either getting killed immediately or lasting to the final thing. But, I mean, we lose a little bit of communication there, which you really need.
Even just so your teammates can hear you when you go, revive me! What are you doing?
Come on! Yeah. Ow. Yeah.
Look, it's a really tough game for me to recommend because I love it. I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Mm.
As a multiplayer game, I feel like you can only play it in relatively small doses.
It
gets really tense, and
I would recommend it.
Really,
it's not a tough one for me to recommend.
See, I find it tough to recommend just because
the lack of single player.
Yeah, lack of single player and lack of. I mean, I couldn't safely guarantee that everyone else that the novelty will not wear off for other people.
True. Yeah.
I mean, a game like, for instance, Evolve. I loved the concept of Evolve, and I loved it, and I know that for a lot of people, it got old, but I just love the fiction and the drama of it and how the tools let the gameplay emerge, you know, so that it is kind of always different. And I recognize that same thing in Rainbow Six Siege, and I love it for the same reasons, but like Evolve, I can also see some people buying it and then just losing interest.
And I'll be the first person to say that single player for me is the most important aspect of video games. Like, if it doesn't have it, then I'm less likely to pick it up. But and yes, having said that, it is in that way tough to recommend to people that are looking for that experience because it just doesn't exist.
I mean, a good example I think is Star Wars Battlefront. Like, I kind of
a game which I'm not going to buy.
And got a little bit over Battlefront.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the how tense it is and how... Like, you can still buy the game and play it online with a bunch of people and still have a bunch of fun by yourself. But how tense it is, how dramatic it can be, how, like, it's difficult. Even on, like, normal difficulty, which is the lowest difficulty, it is hard.
I'd say the closest you could come to finishing this game is maybe perfecting every terrorist hunt scenario with every character.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take a while.
Yeah, so...
Look, you know what? I guess you're right. I would recommend it, just because there aren't many games that... quite do this the same way. It's just the content for me.
And it's like, you, as you say, we've been having fun with it, but I don't know when the novelty of that is going to wear off once we've done every mission 1,000 times.
It's the same problem I have with Battlefront, which is I don't want to feel like I have to buy a season pass for a multiplayer game to get full value.
Yeah.
And Kotaku published an article a week or so ago about these multiplayer only games coming to consoles. Mm. Should they be slightly cheaper? And I think that's not a bad idea.
No, for sure.
To be honest. But look, you know, we've still had a lot of fun with this game.
I'm still thinking about, like, I want to keep playing it. I want to get good at it. You know what I mean? I want to get really good. Like, it's fun. When it's working, when the game's in full swing, it's a good time.
Yeah. So solid recommendation from you.
I think so. Even though there's no single player or anything like that, but if you got a buddy, if you know you guys are keen for some multiplayer shooting, I'd recommend it for sure. I really dig it.
There we go. That's a good recommendation from us. Let's go to some messages. Come back. Say goodbye.
Okay.
Well, that brings us to the end of another show. Bardia, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything else.
Yeah, well, I hope you enjoy Star Wars.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Turns out Chewie's dead.
Oh, it's interesting.
Turns out Chewie was dead all along.
Turns out I was Chewie all along.
And that the Force lets you see dead people.
What time is it? When do I see it? Oh, I see it in an hour. Yeah, let's wrap this thing up so I can go.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and the old website, bigheadmode.com.au.
We should get an Instagram.
Also, check out insert-coin.com.au. Some great sketches, including one that just went up this week. Batman vs. Geralt. Who would win? Only one way to find out.
Probably Geralt.
Stick around. Up next is Matt Curley's Accidentally Curly's Treat. Till then, we're going to play you out this track. Do it for the fairies. From the 1-Ups.
Bye.
See you guys next week.